them a big push. But yeah. Go on, let's get the phone in.
There he goes. Hello, Paul.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm over the moon, mate. But I think you might be as well, because I know Mr. Matsuka is one of your favourites as well.
Oh, he was what I thought the missing piece in a jigsaw in the back four at the time. Highly impressed with him. I think he enjoyed it. I don't really think he wanted to stop playing for us, but you can't give up them sort of opportunities, can you, with Southend's first team. But, yeah, brilliant news to have him back.
Paul, who's he going to replace?
It's difficult. I know people have moaned about the defence and leaking goals, and I've always said, right, well, who's the weak link? You know, who would you replace Lane Edey for? No answer. Who would you replace Josh for? No answer. So, you know, the whole back four we've had, they've been top-notch. Very, very difficult. Very difficult.
So, come on, you're the manager. You're Chapo. You're here. All fans like to be a manager. And yeah. Trust me, it's not easy. So, you're in the driving seat. You're picking the team. Back four, who's it going to be?
I would imagine Popey, ED, Josh, and
So now pick a defence for Saturday, Paul, because when I tell you that we haven't got Popey and we haven't got Fabian, so yeah. now pick your four.
right,
it's a little
I mean,
bit easier.
It's probably I'd have Daniel as a shout, obviously, if he's available and he's been playing.
So do you play him centre half, or do you move him back in the right
I'll
back?
Yeah, I play him centre half.
With Josh?
Yeah, with Josh, I'd still have Lane. Now,
do you go Glasgow or do you go
Robbie Martin?
Me, Robbie Martin. Dave made a point. Would you not move Josh into midfield for Fabian?
This has caught me right on the
arm. Sorry, mate. Like I said, this manager likes easy. That's what I keep telling the people. Like, yeah. Dan just sits there and does nothing. That's what a lot of spectators think.
I would go Ben Glasgow. I would definitely go Ben Glasgow. Dan, Mark and Lane, and then I would have Josh taking over from.
Yeah, I mean, Josh has played in the midfield, so we know he can do a job there.
See, I'd have Robbie Martin in my team all day long, even if I put him in midfield. But him and Danny in the middle of a park against, obviously, you're going to where are you?
No, we're here, Brightley Sea Region.
Here, Brightley Sea, a big side. Brightley Sea also the two fullback. They've got Crisp and that come forward that are quite quick. So the lefty will be looked after. I'd maybe go Robbie myself. And
He's got a bit of pace on him still, hasn't he?
Yeah, Robbie down there as well. And in your midfield, then you know, you may be right. You could push Josh in there, but
it's just
he's going to be a big miss. I think Fab's going to be a big miss. He quietly, a lot of supporters, player of the season, if you know what I mean. It's like the unsung hero. Yeah.
So you may change your shape. You may go 4-4-2 and just put Jamie straight up top with Billy.
Yeah, I mean, Jamie, proven goal scorer. I still think, you know, there's no direct replacement for Reedy.
No, you can't get 30 goals out of
the way. That's right. You're going to try and get as close as what you can get. Yeah, he's proven. He's got a name for himself. Hopefully, he's the sort of player that can hit the ground running. With Jonesy, like with the effort he put in last Saturday, was second to none. Harry came off the pitch breathing, I don't know. But he's a youngster and he's hungry.
Yeah.
And I think we need that at this, you know, this final hurdle. So, I'm over the moon with what I've just read. It caught me right on the off.
There you go.
Thank you to Mr. Square for interrupting my Facebook messaging with something that has nothing to do with football.
I just saw you on there and I thought I'll give it some welly straight away.
I've been hijacked. But no, brilliant. I can't wait for Saturday now.
Good.
I must admit, I'm buzzing as well, mate. I've got a smile from ear to ear to see Dan back.
Yeah. Well, let's just say we're getting the big flags out, we're getting the bog rolls out, we're getting the messy shredded paper out. The siren's back.
I heard that against Averley. I was glad it was here.
The question is, are you getting the shredded paper out for your under-14s? Give Ellen a shock.
Yeah, I'll get it out for anyone. but no, I'm buzzing. The two new signings, just fantastic news. I think it goes to prove the intensity and the faults of us trying to reclaim that top spot back.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that. It gives the club, the supporters, a real boost, and obviously with yourself ringing in, it's done that. So, you know, fingers crossed for Harlow. Yeah.
And it's like Waltham Abbey can do us the business as well.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, my old boys, as I say, I've played a few games down there myself many years ago, and I still know Dave Hodges down there and that.
Cool, blast from the past, Mr. Hodges, man that brought me into football. Yeah.
So I'll call on a favour from him. Get his boys revved up, mate.
That's it, happy days. That is if they can get out of the car park.
Yeah, yeah, I know. They had a bit of a mishap in the week, didn't they?
They did indeed,
But, I'm buzzing for Saturday. Fantastic news. I think everybody who's pulled them two signings off deserve a pat on the back and half a baby sham each.
There you go. Mr. Dyer was in here, you know, literally grinning from ear to ear when he announced it. I had a feeling the first one was coming, but I didn't see the damn one coming in a million years because we'd been speaking to Spencer about it only about half an hour beforehand on the show and saying to him, you know, he's the one player that we seem to miss more than anybody. And then Mr. Dyer comes in and lets us know he's back.
Listen, Paul, us managers stick together, mate. So when things are going a little bit pear-shaped and the result ain't going your way and after about 50 minutes, remember what Dan's done. Yeah. And how good he's done for your club and support him that little bit extra and watch him change things around.
Yeah. Well, as I say, I do try and always put the positive sort of like spin on things to, you know, some of the negative comments we get on the terraces. You know, and I think when the negativity comes through, it's only through passion.
Yeah, of course. I sat in your stand against Averley, and I think I was surrounded with a load of parents, and it was quite, it was quite interesting listening to them. And there is some of that, and you all know it's passion and things like that. But as I said to you earlier, you know, you try and be in a manager situation with the pressure and everything going on, and you know, he's also thinking about the fans because he's got a lot of repertoire with them, and he likes them, and it's not an easy job.
No, it ain't. So even when I'm helping out with the under-14s, you know, you've got the boys to think about and you've got mums and dads to think about as well.
Only the nice ones, mum. Nice mums you've got to think about.
I mean, that can cause you some sleepless nights. So, but no, all buzzing for Saturday and hopefully we'll be the 12th man and that'll push us over the line.
Good lad.
Yeah.
Magic, Paul, I'll let you get back to your Facebook now, mate.
Yeah, I forgot what I was messaging about now.
Stay off them sites.
All right, mate.
All right, mate. See you later.
Bye now. Bye.
And we have had Gavin actually just text me, just say the number's been busy. But he was a few minutes late there, so unfortunately we won't get Gavin this week. But we'll definitely, I've just tried to get him on. Yep, there we go. He's confirmed. 9:05 next week. Gavin will be on from Dulwich Hamlet next week. So we'll definitely do that. We'll get Keith to have a chat with him during the week as well and, and whatever. But I've just had an email come in from Dan Wilson, and he's just put a couple of bits on here. So we'll read out what he's put on here. He says, looks like some huge games in the Premier Division on Saturday, some real promotion playoff six-pointers. Met Police versus Kingstonian, Margate, Wingate, Billericay versus Hendon, Dulwich versus East Thurrock. Big relegation six-pointers as well, Hampton, Hornchurch, Harrow, Canvey, and Whittam now really in the mire. Damaging defeat for Thurrock in the Rama North on Saturday to playoff rival Sudbury. However, Wroxham and Brentwood midweek draws and Thurrock's win on Monday night means they are right back in it. Could see first side relegated on Saturday in the Rama League if Burnham lose their six-pointer at home to Craze and Romford avoid defeat. Ramblers will finish in the bottom three. If Barkingside win as well, Burnham will finish in the bottom two and will be relegated for sure. Big win for Crown Tuesday night at Redbridge. They are not yet out of it and they could move to within 6 points of Barkingside on Saturday. Great result for Romford last night too, whilst Barkingside have now lost five in a row after four straight wins. Big playoff six-pointer Monday night in the Rahman Prem between Billericay and Leiston. Massive relegation six-pointer Tuesday night for Harrow at home to VCD. With Harrow hosting Canvey on Saturday and away to AFC Hornchurch next Saturday, could be a pivotal week for them. Tough game for Thurrock on Tuesday night at Tilbury also, but one they really need to win.
and a huge relegation 6 point on Wednesday. Romford versus Barkingside, especially if Cray win on Saturday. And Barking are still top of the Essex Senior League, but Haringey a point behind with four games in hand, and Barking suffered a shock defeat last week. Bowers and Pitsy remain on the march, a bit still within 15 league games to play, but are still a threat to Haringey, who they have to play twice. Massive game next Thursday, Bowers versus Haringey. A win for Haringey, who are another side looking to put 3G down in the summer, and promotion to the Rama North will surely be in the bag. And Norwich United look to have the Thurlow Nun League sewn up, but will they accept promotion? Stanway Rovers won on Tuesday, but lost two home games last week, meaning God Manchester Rovers are now second. Stanway head to God Manchester shortly, could well decide who finishes runners-up and who gets promoted. So that's from Dan. So he's just filled us in with all the bits that we may have missed during the show. So, well, we've done some of it, but there's a bit in the Essex League that we missed. But yeah. It is interesting to see the response. It's really nice to get a fan on. I know it might be in a Harlow fan, but it'd be great to get fans on from other clubs. It's very interesting to see how pumped up he is about, you know, the fact that, you know, especially Dan Matasuka's back at the club, and, you know, you can see that he's just buzzing.
I tell you what, Dave, why don't we do a bit of a session then from now to the end of the season? We said this really, you know, it's coming right into the final running where we need to talk to the sort of top of the table managers, the relegation managers and the playoffs, whereas maybe we do 20 minutes, half hour for the fans.
There we go.
Ring in, Maidstone fans, Margaret. Let's see what you're feeling. Ask us what you're feeling.
Exactly. We'll give them an half past eight till 9 o'clock slot for next week to actually phone in. And,
no abusive ones, though. You know, we don't want none of them.
And then what we'll do is we'll tweet round, maybe between the two of us next week. We'll try and find all the fan sites of all the teams, because there's quite a few of them on Twitter. We'll get through them, and we'll send out tweets to all of them as well, and to the main sites as well.
Yeah, the Rhymer League to put on that we're going to have an half-hour phone-in for the fans. And at the end of the day, it's their show. It's, you know, fans listen in, the bigger we get. And
absolutely. Yep, so it'd be fantastic. So if you want to, you know, if you want to get in touch, then why not? Also, of course, don't forget Ryman Team of the Week. Yes, okay, Whiteley for favourites, but if you've got a team there that your team does well and you want to challenge them for that title next week, it's harlowtown007@gmail.com, and you do that by 9 o'clock on Saturday night. I've had a few people saying, "Well, why wasn't this team in it? Why wasn't that team in it?" And my answer back is, "Well, you've not nominated anything, so they're not in the list. So you need to nominate harlowtown007@gmail.com. Don't forget all the shows that we've done, me and Keith and before, of course, as well, all on iTunes. So just go onto iTunes, search for Ryman Roundup. Also, as well, on my Twitter site, at the Abbey Gooner, you will always see, and the Ryman Roundup shows Twitter site, you will always see all the shows on there. You'll get the full show, and of course you'll also get the bits of shows as well, so we try and separate up into the different categories of people that have been on. So get on there and have a good listen to them. We'll be back next week and see where everybody lies, but enjoy yourself this week, and remember, it's only football, and just enjoy yourself for the whole week, and we'll be back here next week definitely with Gavin Rose at 9:05 from Dulwich Hamlet, and we apologise for that tonight, but let's hope we have a great show next week. And of course we're going to do our fans half an hour next week as well, so we'll see you then. We're going to leave you with a song I heard today, and I haven't heard it for years. It is Donkey's Old. So Keith's going to look at me and think, what is this all about? But it was on here, it was the next song up on here, and I heard it today, so it must be fate. So we're going to give you a bit of Glen Campbell. What is that about? But anyway, here we go.